Numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. This is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in. We appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. It is Kelly Bidlin. We'll be all over the place today. Paul Carr on the Premier League. Peter Fortital on the Preakness. Stormy Bonatoni on UFL. Matt Grissom, College World Series. And, of course, Steve Fezzik with all of his football thoughts. All of that today, but not your standard garden variety morning here, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh, no.
As for those of you who have been trapped under a heavy object, I'm sure most know about this, but for those who don't, golf's world number one, Scottie Scheffler, prior to the second round of the PGA Championship at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, detained by police this morning. Best way to do this is simply to do so chronologically, 5:09 a.m. Eastern. An accident involving a pedestrian occurred outside Valhalla Golf Club, and there was a fatality by all reports. 52 minutes after that, at 6:01 a.m., Scottie Scheffler, world number one in golf, was detained by Louisville police. Jeff Darlington at ESPN was all over this story. He was on the scene. And his report at that time was that world number one golfer Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police in handcuffs after a misunderstanding with traffic flow led to his attempt to drive past the police officer into Valhalla Golf Club. The police officer attempted to attach himself to Scheffler's car. Note the language there. Attach himself to Scheffler's car. And Scheffler then stopped his vehicle at the entrance to Valhalla. The police officer then began to scream at Scheffler to get out of the car. When Scheffler exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scheffler against the car and immediately placed him in handcuffs, and at that time was being detained from that point forward in the back of a police car. By the way, Darlington also, we're showing video of that right now. If we had the audio, this is one of these circumstances, Kelly, where the police actually said, there's nothing you can do about it now. He's going to jail. And Jeff Darlington got it out that he was a member of the media. Finally, he had not gotten it out yet during the time of this video that, guys, you have detained Scottie Scheffler. Oh, by the way, he's the world number one. He's supposed to be playing here. By the way, there's a mugshot of Scottie Scheffler. We can show that as well. This is from the Louisville Metropolitan Department of Corrections. So, again, 5:09 a.m., there's the accident involving the pedestrian. 6:01 a.m., Scheffler's detained. At 7:28 a.m. Eastern, so a little more than an hour after he was detained, he was booked by the Louisville Metropolitan Department of Corrections. You saw the mugshot with four charges. Second-degree assault of a police officer. That is a felony. Third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and the fourth one, disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. And at this point, we didn't really know if Scottie Scheffler was going to play golf today, if he was going to be released or what have you. But at 8:40 a.m., more than an hour, just over an hour after he was booked with those four charges, Scheffler was in fact released. And 32 minutes after that, 9:12 a.m., Scheffler arrived at Valhalla Golf Club, and as he was walking in, ESPN reporter Marty Smith shouted to him, any comment? To which Scheffler just looked back at Marty with those Scheffler eyes and said, I love you, Marty. By the way, when Scheffler was getting detained, I mentioned he said to Darlington, please help me. Just a surreal kind of morning in the world of golf. By the way, if you were wondering also, he had a scheduled tee time. And there is a provision under PGA rules that under exceptional circumstances, obviously this qualifying, that you can have your tee time moved. It was ruled no breach of the rules. It was an exceptional circumstance and no penalty was issued. And so Scottie Scheffler, a little less than 4 minutes from now at 10:08 a.m. Eastern, is scheduled to tee off for the second round of the PGA Championship, golf's second major of the year, the second round, which he starts five strokes behind the lead. Xander Schauffele, who was 9 under, Scottie Scheffler 4 under. So, by the way, Scottie Scheffler has issued a comment,
yeah,
and he did so to Jeff Darlington. So an official statement from Scottie Scheffler, all class. This is from Scheffler to Darlington. He said, quote, "This morning I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier. And there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today." He goes on to say, "Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective." Unquote. That is your statement from Scottie Alexander Scheffler, who we know now his full name because he was actually booked by the Louisville Police Department today. And so that's where we are. And he's about to tee off in less than 3 minutes. And good Lord, and everybody knows with Scheffler, he might just hit a 60. He just might post a 63 in everybody's faces for all we know.
He really might. What a crazy morning. I feel like I've kind of been tracking it since I got up this morning, which doesn't feel all that long ago. No. You just went through the whole timeline, and it doesn't feel that long for me. I can't even imagine what's going through Scottie Scheffler's mind right now. I do think the one thing to emphasize, like, this is a tragedy. I think when you're going to see a lot of the video that you're seeing today, a lot of the police lights that you're seeing and stuff like that, those weren't there because of Scottie Scheffler. They're there already because of the traffic incident that occurred. And then everybody's just trying to do their job. I mean, I think that's, you know, the cops are trying to do their job. And what everybody else is trying to do that works at the golf club, that's a player, that's anybody involved with the tournament, is just trying to get into Valhalla. And you heard different accounts from different golfers of, okay, they're trying to get around this traffic incident.
Look at that video. It's just crazy.
And some people got around no problem. And Scott, something happened with Scottie and the police officers there. And man, it just snowballed quickly.
It snowballed quickly. And that's, and again, I think the Scottie Scheffler statement, I think it needs to be just stressed again. What a classy statement that is, recognizing what the most important part of this, someone lost their life, and everything that happened to Scheffler himself this morning. While that's obviously what we're focused on as sports fan, as bettors, oh my God, are my Scheffler bets going to go away? All that trivial stuff. Scheffler goes right to the point and says, look, somebody died here. Yeah. And that's the most important thing. I'm struck by two things. And by the way, we're less than a minute away now.
In weather, bad weather throughout all of it, right?
I mean, it's raining in Louisville. Yeah.
Pouring everybody's trying to come in this morning.
Which, by the way, you pointed out before we got on air, Will Zalatoris had said that he mentioned Monday that the entry into Valhalla is a logistical nightmare anyway.
Yeah, heard him talking on PGA Tour radio on my way in here on Sirius XM. He was telling the guys, it was brief. I think they caught him right as he was at the range, just for a couple quick comments. He said one of the first things he did when he got there this week was text his parents that, oh man, is this a logistical nightmare getting into the place? And we often wonder, when there's major sporting events, doesn't matter if it's a golf major, but NFL draft or something huge in a city that's maybe not quite prepared for events like that. I don't want to say Louisville necessarily is, but I don't really know the part of the city that Valhalla is in and what it's like around there. We've talked about Augusta before, kind of in the same vein of just, it's a little crazy where it's at, where it's located, where the golf course is located within the city and everything. So it's just a wild, wild morning.
A couple things strike me. One is, I obviously bet tennis much more heavily than I do golf, and I immediately, my brain went to, imagine if this is the number one men's tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, heading into, I'm trying to think of what the equivalent slam is, not, you know, in tennis, they're all in the same place, but like in Paris, getting detained because they try to go around traffic. It's just so ridiculous to think about. Of course it wouldn't happen because it's Novak Djokovic. By the way, it wouldn't happen if it was Tiger Woods, but Scottie Scheffler is anonymous enough that it could still happen to him. By the way, he's driving himself.
Yep.
It should be pointed out. By the way, if it was Igor Swiatek, I would go in with a cape and a mask and carry around myself to safety. But it's, so that was an interesting thing, that the anonymity of Scheffler still was a part of this.
Yeah. I mean, Jeff Darlington, everybody can say in the right place, right time, if you want to, from a reporter perspective. Jeff Darlington killed it this morning.
He was
Jeff
great.
Jeff Darlington, who is a big-time NFL reporter and has only really recently started doing some of the golf, absolutely amazing work this morning. He's having to yell at the cops. Like, it's Scottie Scheffler. What are you doing?
Well, it's not only it wasn't that he was yelling at the cops. It is, and this gets to my second point, which is things that you said it. Things can develop and deteriorate quickly. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Darlington realized in the moment, if I advance, if I talk too loud, they're going to detain me too. So in those moments, and by the way, Scottie Scheffler about to tee off now to open his second round. So what is it, 10-10 Eastern? He's the third to tee off in his group. We'll do it here. We'll do it here live for you. Scheffler addressing the golf ball. After all of that this morning, he's right down the pipe. A little to the right of the fairway. Let's see if he gets on the dance floor. He is just in the fringe on the right side. So not quite enough to go into the gallery. So playable from that side. In the inclement weather in Louisville, Kentucky. Again, he starts the round 5 strokes behind Xander Schauffele. Michael Kim, professional golfer, also had this to a tweet this morning. I will never drive around other cars in traffic driving into a golf tournament ever again, something I've done countless number of times. But I was pointing out the thing about Darlington. Once I was in college and my dad called me, and I'll never forget it because guess where I was today? And I was like, where? And he said, the slammer. And I'll never forget it because he used the word slammer. I didn't even know my dad used the word slammer. But he didn't, you know, my dad's stop signs were suggestions to him. He didn't stop at a stop sign. He didn't even have his license because it was right in the neighborhood. So he didn't bother doing that. But the officer told him, don't do anything. But my dad was getting cold because it was a winter day in D.C. He tries to turn on the heat in the car. The officer runs, pulls him out of the car. My dad, spread eagle, cuffed. They put him in D.C. jail. And I remember his comment. He goes, you'd be shocked how quickly it felt like I was in a third world nation with no rights. And that's kind of how it felt this morning. Coming back.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
For a limited time only, we're offering our annual subscription at an unbeatable price. Normally priced at $240, you can now grab your subscription for just $199. Sign up today. We'll also give you an extra 2 months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code ANG. With VSiN Pro, you'll gain instant access to our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Betting systems, premium analysis and 24/7 video access. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to claim your 14 months of VSiN Pro for only $199 with promo code ANG.
ANG like a numbers game. A fine program you're listening to.
That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, that's the voice of Kelly Bidlin, everybody. Producer number 9. So much more than a producer. These are the tweets from this morning. We get tweets at Beating the Book, teasers and parlays. We need a special ANG investigation with what's going on in Louisville. First segment, fire. Brad Billups. If Scottie Scheffler misses, this was before the tee time here this morning that he actually did tee off here 6 minutes ago. He said if Scottie Scheffler misses the tee time, at that time he thought highly likely, this is Brad Billups on Twitter, would this be an all-time bad beat for those betting on him this week? I don't know if it'd be an all-timer, but it'd certainly be different, that's for sure. It hadn't had that happen to us before. Well, I had a golfer in a tournament, and then he got, you know, arrested by the police right before the round, so, yeah.
And I saw Jeff Feinberg just tweeting right now about the, apparently some books were just that the odds did drift, which I'm just...
They got to 8-1.
That's, that he saw, high as he saw was plus 850.
Yeah. And like, then they quickly went back.
You kind of surprised by that? Like, I guess I am
surprised by that. Although, you know...
I would think they'd just pull them until they knew what was going on.
Well, unless there's some bookmaker out there who was like, I'll fix everybody. I'll make it tempting to bet him. And he probably thought he's not going to play golf today. Because, even there was a moment there where I thought to myself, even if Scheffler could play, would he want to?
Well, I texted you, right? Like, I think it was... To me, it was up in the air. It was up in the air until I went to Louisville PD website and got the booking information. I'm like, he's been booked on charges. How could he possibly play golf today? And like 30 minutes later, he's out of the clinker. He's heading to the golf course.
It's fascinating. This is just to follow VSiN. For some reason, I feel like Kelly has a good criminal mischief story or two.
Nope, none. None.
No, just my dad.
Maybe a couple conversations with the Tallahassee Police Department back in the day, but no, nothing official.
I was once called by a Knoxville County Sheriff a dipstick. Have I told you that story before? A Hey, dipstick, you want to shut up? That's exactly the quote, by the way.
Oh, I think I need to hear that story.
I was a teenager. Jeff Holdorf, the owner of Valhalla Country Club, Jimmy Kirschdorfer, went to the jail, picked up Scheffler, and drove him to the golf course.
Well, yeah, the mayor was involved. This was, yeah, it was a whole big thing.
Rule 5.34 will not come into play. That's the exceptional circumstances rule. Thank you, Jeff, for that. Kevin Ryan, Gil, as crazy as this Scheffler incident is, I can't help but think the whole thing is spurred on by the officer being aware of the kind of money Scotty makes. Just a case of, I'll show you power and jealousy makes me want him to win even more. You never know. You absolutely never know.
I mean, I kind of know, though, right? Because after he got put in cuffs, he went up to Jeff Darlington and asked him who he just arrested. What the name was of the person he put
in cuffs. But what Kevin Ryan's suggesting is that he knew who he was and was jealous of his money. Yeah, no, there was no indication that they knew. The other part of the story that was interesting, and again, to be fair, we don't have a police officer cam or anything like that. The term, did you notice how earlier they used the term dragged? Later, we don't hear that term. So initially they said that Scheffler, quote, dragged an officer for 10 yards or whatever it was, or 10 seconds. I read it initially, the word dragged, as I was like, is that some law enforcement term that he was just made to pursue him for 10 seconds? Well, but then they indicated that it was actually being used literally, that somehow someone said a minor injury. Remember that report came up as well? So anyway, we told you the four things he was charged with.
In the wording that I had heard Darlington use on the air, I'm just trying to see if this is in his tweet or not, was that he was attached.
Attached.
And I was like, what the hell does that mean?
The word attached was used. The word dragged was used. There was a bunch of really weird words that were in there.
Yeah, I'm like, why? Like, what? The cop, like, bungee corded himself to the car?
That's Scheffler's fault that you attached yourself to his vehicle?
That part of it, like, that's as much as I feel like we actually do know now, Gil.
Yeah,
that whole part of it, I'm not even going to try to guess on. Yes, because that is,
there was language, and then there was no, that language disappeared.
Yeah.
We will get to all of our sports bets and all these different sports here momentarily. Buddhist man, the plan was to wake up at 5:45 a.m. to put some pre-tee-off bets in for markets that weren't yet available when I went to bed at 1:45 a.m. and then go back to sleep. Want to guess how that went? Ian McDonald, the arresting officer leading Scheffler's police escort back to Valhalla to make his tee time, would be the ultimate irony. Apparently, it was a police escort, but I don't believe it was the same officer. CRG Futures sources have told everybody's making the same joke here. Sources have told me the arresting officer has Xander at 20-1 to win the PGA. That's from sources.
A lot of Xander jokes.
A lot of Xander jokes, and I had a Hootie joke, as you might imagine, prepared, but someone died, so.
I mean, really, someone died in a traffic accident. From Michael Eves, Scotty Scheffler police report I've got in front of me right now. The arresting officer, Brian Gillis, says that Scheffler disobeyed his orders and then dragged him to the ground with his car, causing injuries to the officer and his clothing.
How did the officer get attached?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Scheffler disobeyed his orders.
I was just going to tell you again the story with my dad, not to belabor it, but how quickly your life can go from, oh, I'm just going to go out and get this, to I'm in jail. Your mother had to bail me out because the officer was mad that I turned on the heat. So, last few here. Charles in Connecticut. I'm not being original saying this, but my first thought this morning was, as you said, wait, the event doesn't arrange drivers for all the golfers? I'm sure that's one thing that changes after all this. Rick Ollier. Indy police have the chance to do the funniest thing with Brunson tonight. People got jokes. We'll read more tweets later on. It is tennis's second major. But, you got one more?
I'm just real quick from the betting perspective of this. I think you and I texted so many times this morning. I don't remember. I'm like, I bet him yesterday. I bet him after round one.
I added to him because I bet him during the round yesterday while we were on air. I bet him at 5-1 when Schauffele went crazy.
Yep.
And it drifted a little bit. And then, last night after the first round, I'm like, well, I'll add some more.
Last night, and I wrote it up. It's on VSiN.com. I know there's first round takeaways from myself, Matt Humans, Matt Brown on there, I believe, as well. I thought at 4.5-1 where it was at on the leaderboard was still a pretty good bet last night. I added it. clearly it could have gotten better this morning, I guess. For anybody looking to bet, and I know there's in-game betting options, just on Scheffler today, Gil, I really wish I didn't make the bet, actually. Now, I mean, where that guy's head's at right now, I can only imagine.
I don't know. We can compartmentalize, though,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Kelly, you and I compartmentalize 2 hours every day with beepers and Sigma Derby and smoke and whatever
Except
that is on
way
the ground
better
next
at his
to me.
Job than I am at mine, that's for sure.
Michael Burns didn't realize young Gil comes from a criminal background. Grew up on the rough streets of Peace Street in Georgetown. Wasn't exactly rough where my dad got thrown in. Then Anthony Sweeney, love the story of your dad using stop signs as just suggestions. My dad, now 96, would roll through stop signs, and when I commented, would just say, "I'll stop twice tomorrow." Classic. Yeah, my dad, he was like, "It's a suggestion."
Oh man, I had my grandmother was she was big into her bird feeders. She would build bird feeders, okay? But the chipmunks would eat away at her bird feeders. So, oh boy, if you were in the car with her and she saw a chipmunk cross the road, you had to watch out. She was swerving to go get that chipmunk. It was scary as hell.
By the way, after the break, Paul Carr is going to join us. He's going to give his Premier League picks. But Paul Carr used to work at ESPN. And I'm curious his perspective when these kinds, obviously not getting detained by Louisville police, but when these kinds of out of the blue, unforeseen breaking news things happen, how you handled that at a network like ESPN. They did a wonderful job with it this morning. By the way,
birdie for Scheffler after that tee shot. Birdie.
Birdie's the first hole. Let's go, Scotty Scheffler. It's for you, Louisville police.
Wow.
He should say that after every birdie. He should be like, "There you go, Louisville Police Correctional Department," or whatever you are. But again, he had a classy statement, so he would never say something like that.
Just look at this police report, and I keep going back to, are we still faxing in our letters of intent for high school football? Because that's what police reports look like, too, where it looks like it was typed up on a typewriter 50 years ago and faxed four times before I'm actually reading
it. Looks like Internet 1997, yeah. MS-DOS. Yeah, something like that. I did add a tennis bet for next week. It is tennis's second major of the season on clay at Roland Garros. By the way, this tournament in Italy has stopped me in my tracks. I was having the greatest year. Well, great hard court season. Clay was okay until this tournament. I can't win a match in this tournament in Italy. Before the French Open, I did add because I have Iga to win on the women's side. Then I had Iga Carlitos, Iga Djokovic. I did add Iga Casper Ruud at 20-1, just to add to that. So it's all anchored around Iga Świątek, who is trying to win her fourth Roland Garros French Open title and her fifth major overall, and she is a young Rafa, basically, on that clay.
Those all look right to you?
Those all look right to me.
Good work, Ryan Pineda, and all the crew this morning when I was frantically calling, texting, sending in tweets, all that stuff.
When we went through that timeline, we can't believe we've been awake for this whole thing. It's amazing.
I need a drink.
All right, Paul Carr on the other side. The cavalcade of picks begins, Premier League, and it'll give us ESPN's perspective behind the scenes on something like this. That's next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This segment of Sharp Money is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch that requires no timeouts or half times. Zyn is a smoke-free, spit-free, hassle-free nicotine pouch that can be enjoyed anywhere, anytime. What makes Zyn number one? It's available in a deep roster of varieties, including wintergreen, spearmint, and citrus. And you can choose between two strengths, 3 milligrams or 6 milligrams. Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients and is easy to use. Plus, it delivers up to 1 hour of nicotine satisfaction per pouch. Zyn is discreet, so you can enjoy them indoors or out. Never miss an at-bat or game-saving catch with Zyn. Find your Zyn at your local convenience store or online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn, Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Also, this segment of a numbers game, Kelly. But he was just very excited for Sharp Money, which is later on today with Patrick and Dustin and crew. Before we get to Paul Carr, we should probably mention this Scotty Scheffler thing has thrown everything askance this morning. But we should probably mention, of course, game 6 of the T-Wolves and the Nuggets yesterday was not much of a game at all. Led by as many as 50, the Timberwolves did. They win by 45. The turning point in this was when it was 9-2. The T-Wolves went on a 20-0 run. It was actually part of a 27-2 run. And it was KD bar the door from there. They led at the end of the first quarter 31-14, and the route was on. And there's your ball game. And we're going to game 7 on Sunday. Let's back go. In Denver.
Jokic, I don't have the sound prepped, but did you hear Jokic post game about this?
Not what he
said. Taking jokes. He's like, well, we were up 9-2. We had him on the ropes. It's like, hell, something like that. Yeah, he's like, we had him off to a rough start.
He's doing shtick. So game seven of what I have called, to me, it's the NBA Finals. It really is to me. Denver, 4.5-point favorites. The total down to 198 on Sunday. T-Wolves and the Nuggets. Tonight,
game seven unders.
Yeah. Game. It's a trend, right? Last 17, I think, game sevens, 13 of which have gone under.
Yeah, game six, game seven, big underplays usually.
Pacers are 6.5-point favorites tonight to extend to a game seven in New York. You expect that to happen?
I think Knicks win tonight. I'll say that.
Oh, really?
I think Knicks win tonight. I'm not on the side. Be rooting home that little small series bet I do have still on them. I'm on the under in this game tonight, though.
All right.
I did bet at 217.5, 215.5. I'd probably still play under.
And you're rooting for your Mavericks tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk some soccer. Let's also get an ESPN perspective on a breaking news story like the one that happened this morning with Scottie Scheffler from our man Paul Carr. Comes to us from Topeka, Kansas, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, the host of the Expected Value podcast, part of True Media Networks. Paulie, how you doing?
I'm good. These are the days I kind of wish I was back working on SportsCenter and kind of glad I'm not.
So walk us through a little nuts and bolts of that, because I'm curious how this goes.
Yes. I mean, there's two types of chaotic days on SportsCenter broadly. One is when sports things happen, you know, Brett Favre retires or someone gets traded or a lockout ends or someone throws a no-hitter or whatever. You're ready for those. Like, you know what you're supposed to do. You just have to do it, you know, a little faster, more urgency. Sometimes, you know, it's coming eventually. You just don't know when. Today is the other kind of chaos. And it's hard because it's more news than sports. So you can't really prepare for it. Meaning, you have to talk about this because it's breaking sports news, but the information is weird. It's vague. It's trickling in. And from a research standpoint, like, what am I going to do? Look up Scottie Scheffler stats? Like we care how many majors he's won right now or something like that. That's not what we're doing here. So initially there's just kind of this paralysis because you're not quite sure what to do. And like from a show production standpoint, like, okay, we don't have like anybody on the set who's ready to talk about this. And then everything just kind of kicks in. You're like, okay, well, who do we have? And in this case, Jeff Darlington was in the great spot. Or from a research standpoint, it's what's the rule on, you know, not starting on time? And you dig out rule 5.0.3 or whatever it was that they dug out. And so eventually it kicks in, but there's just this moment of, wait, this isn't in my handbook. This isn't a thing I prepped for or anything.
Yeah.
And then it's all just a huge adrenaline rush for the rest of the day because these are the days that you kind of remember on those shows.
What was the most memorable from your time at ESPN? I'm going to guess Tiger Thanksgiving caper.
That was the nuttiest, like, newsish story because it was the day after Thanksgiving. So there's far fewer people in the newsroom and the research room. And if you remember, like, information came in so slowly and falsely.
Yes.
Like there was a rumor he was in critical condition, and we're talking about making our Tiger Woods obit packet.
Oh my God.
Like, and there's obviously, you know, we don't care about where he is on majors list and whatever, but it was just information was so hard to come by and you weren't sure what kind of relevance it had to anything. And yeah, that was the weirdest day because of all those things.
Well, we'll get to the soccer here, but I Kelly and I were talking off air about this. We were both very impressed with Jeff Darlington this morning because he did find himself in a situation where if he took one or two more steps or raised his voice, you know, one more octave, if not even an octave, that he might have gotten detained himself. And when he first appeared on the desk, he was disheveled, and it felt like this was his war correspondent day.
Yeah.
You know, which is not something he's used to.
Yeah, he did a great job. I mean, there's some luck in you happen to be at the right place at the right time, but then you take complete advantage of it and do your professional job. And yeah, he's done a great job. This is why ESPN is still, you know, people say SportsCenter is irrelevant, and it is in some ways compared to what it used to be, but these are the times when it can shine, when there's stuff like this and they have the right people in the right places.
Yeah, that was one of the great lines, by the way, from the Woodstock 99 documentary, when people were saying Kurt Loder had always wanted to be a war correspondent, and here was his MTV moment where he got to be one. Nope. All right, Premier League, this is it. This is the end. What do you got? What are all the motivations today?
I mean, it's fairly simple. The title's the only big thing at stake. Man City has a 2-point lead on Arsenal, so if City wins, they win the title. If Arsenal does not win, City wins the title. So the only, maybe put another way, the only way Arsenal wins is they have to win and City has to lose or draw. Both teams are at home against far inferior opponents, so you don't really anticipate anything weird happening, but you never know. We've seen it before.
Okay, and there's are there for European tournaments, for relegation, are there any motivations there? Yeah.
Relegation's done. Down the table, there's some like things about getting into Europe, UEFA Conference League, which is like the CBI of European soccer. Not too worried about those. It's not a giant motivation for most of the bigger teams that are in the mix there. So really, you're just looking at the title. And beyond that, things just might get weird because it's the last day and everyone plays at once.
All right. So all of these are on Sunday, correct?
Everything's at Sunday. Everything's simultaneous. I think it's 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, they're all at the same time, all concurrent. All right. What you got starting with Arsenal?
All right. So here's the one that matters of sorts. I have Arsenal win to nil at minus 105. You know, some places, again, have that prop out there. Some you parlay a win with both teams to score no, but should be just shy of even money. This is pretty simple. Arsenal has the most shutout wins in the league this season by a lot. Everton can't score. They have 39 goals in 37 games. This is what Arsenal does. This is what they need to do. So this feels like a 3-0 type of game for Arsenal. Win to nil at just shy of even money.
All right. That's the one that matters. Arsenal win to nil minus 105 versus Everton. And you still took some shots at three other games.
Took some shots. Again, things get weird here. So if you want to tread lightly, I do not blame you. Last day is always a little higher scoring than most match days on the whole historically. So always looking for an over here. The one I landed on is Luton Town and Fulham over 3.5 plus 120. I think it's drifting down a little bit. I guess Luton technically is not relegated, but they have to win and make up 12 in goal difference on Nottingham Forest, which would have to lose. So I think this game will just be open because Luton's got to, you know, go for it just for the heck of it. And their defense is also terrible last in the league this season. So over 3.5 plus 120 here.
All right. It is an official Paul Carr segment because we have an over 3.5 in the case of Luton Town and Fulham. And then you got a couple outrights.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little fuzzy in that we're trying to judge motivations. You know, you're never totally sure what lineups are going to look like. But right now I like Crystal Palace to win against Aston Villa at minus 115. Villa clinched Champions League earlier this week. They have nothing to play for. And even before that, they were just running on fumes the last few weeks. That their game on Monday was an emotional 3-3 draw with Liverpool to clinch that Champions League spot. And Palace has been quietly kind of good lately. 1-5 of 6, they beat Liverpool, they beat Newcastle. So yeah, just Crystal Palace to win at home, minus 115 against an Aston Villa team that I think is just kind of done for the year.
And then Brighton over Man U.
Yeah, a little bit similar. Actually, you know, this is, I'll go back to this one last time for the season. I'm taking the better team here. Manchester United is obviously the brand name, but Brighton has been better. They're 10th in expected goals. United's down to 15th and about 11 goal difference there for the season. Again, United has not much to play for. They have a big FA Cup game next weekend. It's the final against Man City. So I think it's possible they rest a couple guys that seem to need it. Yeah, Brighton's at home. I think they're better. Getting plus money on that is a pretty good one here.
All right. Arsenal win to nil, minus 105 versus Everton. Luton Town, Fulham over 3.5. Paul got it at plus 120. Shop around for the prices. Crystal Palace to beat Aston Villa and Brighton in short plus money to beat Man U. Those are your four plays. Hey, it's a wacky week. Paul Carr even getting wacky with four plays. Usually he does three. Last thing, 3 hours before all of those games, League Two. For all the marbles to move up to League One, Crawley Town plus 107 on the three-way with Crew. Draws plus 250. Give me the good news.
I haven't looked at the numbers at all, but I'll probably take the under. Someone's trying to win this one 1-0.
Okay, the under. Someone's trying to win it 1-0. Paul, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the ESPN perspective. I appreciate that as well.
You bet.
Paul Carr, everybody. At Paul Carr, C-A-R-R on Twitter. We'll come back to the Preakness with our buddy Peter Fornatown next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSiN. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada at the D. Everybody's got jokes this morning, Kelly. This is from Steve Fezzik, who's going to be on the show later. He says, I just had a situation here with the El Cortez security officers as I was driving into the casino compound. Looks like they're letting me go now. I'll be good to go and arriving shortly. Everybody's got a joke. Let's see what else we got here. We got tweets. I'm going to Ron Burgundy through some tweets. How about that? This is Jason H11. Well, that was the first and hopefully last time I awake to my phone blowing up from tweets by Kelly Bidlin. Did you know Xander was the arresting officer? Oh, once again with the Xander joke. Paper Mike. I'd get myself arrested, too, if I were in a trio with Brian Harmon and had to watch him prepare for every single shot. That's the requisite Brian Harmon joke. That's right.
Oh, when someone of these random golfers catch strays like that. Yep.
Oh, man. Let's see.
Only Patrick Cantlay could be worse.
3JackH3131. Gil slowly dropping book chapter ideas to his autobiography. The story of a young Redskins fan who ended up in Sin City after being married and having a dad thrown in jail. He was thrown in jail. I had to call my mom to bail him out. Guess where I was today? The slammer. He said he felt like he was in, you know, he was just all his rights had been taken away from him, which is how quickly these things can deteriorate. And that's kind of how it was this morning. David Dorman, who knew Kelly's grandmother was not a fan of Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
She hated those chipmunks.
The RGB. Guys, ESPN had a PGA rules official confirm possibility they would use Rule 5.3A Exception 3, which states that a committee can decide that exceptional circumstances prevented a player from starting on time, and there's no penalty or breach of rule. Yes, we covered that as well. That was what was determined. By the way, Scottie Scheffler opens with a birdie, but then a bogey on the second hole. By the way, he started on the back nine, so it was a birdie on 10 and a bogey on 11. So he's right back to four under, five strokes behind the leader, first round leader, Xander Schauffele. Sia Najad is always a pleasure to have on the show, not just because he gives us golf picks, not just because he's an analyst and host at the Monumental Sports Network at Sportsline, also, of course, does a bunch of DFS, has been in the World Series of Poker main event as a cash. He cashed once in that, but he's also an attorney. And so I'm curious his perspective on this. Sia joins us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. I mean, what a course of events this morning. Gil and Kelly, I woke up and I said this earlier on a show this morning. I felt like I was still dreaming. It was one of those moments. It's like, no, there's no way that that's Scottie Scheffler and he's like being escorted into a police car. No chance.
No chance. Okay, tell us from a, just because we're curious. So you get detained by police, the circumstances of which they will adjudicate, I suppose. And then you're sprung and you're playing in a golf tournament. How does that work? Like, will he have to deal with this after the round today? Does this go to lawyers and nothing will ever come of this? What's your hunch?
Yeah, it goes to lawyers and nothing will ever come of it is my hunch. I mean, you know, typically in this situation, and for the record, most of my trial experience is in the civil realm as opposed to the criminal realm. So I'm not going to claim necessarily expertise here. But, you know, typically you post bond, you get booked, and we saw like the orange jumpsuit and all that, which I actually kind of can't believe it got to that, because I figured somebody would have intervened and it would have been clearly like sort of a misunderstanding or what have you, especially given Scottie Scheffler's temperament. Now, I say that not actually having seen video of what actually transpired. But with all that said, you know, you post bond typically in something like that, and you go on your way, you hire your attorney, and they work it out with, you know, there's going to be a prosecutor assigned to it. And my guess is whoever Scottie Scheffler has hired, I'm available, by the way, Scottie. Just kidding. I'm not licensed in Kentucky. But long and short of it is, I bet you this thing gets worked out. I bet you this is a situation where, you know, the police department doesn't want to have this sort of on their record, just like Scottie Scheffler doesn't want to have it on his record. This type of thing happens all the time where a good attorney is going to talk to the DA or the prosecutor and say, you know, look, let's just bury this. This is silly. And that's probably what's going to happen. I don't think we're going to see Scottie Scheffler at a hearing of any sort. That's just my hunch.
Who's this more embarrassing for, the Louisville Police Department or the PGA?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I mean, I have to say the Louisville Police Department, because I mean, listen, it's easy to throw, you know, cast shade on the PGA given the last couple of years, what's transpired. But I'm not sure the angle on that. I think this is one of those situations where this should have been mitigated in mid-arrest. This should have been mitigated at some point with somebody, especially knowing that these police, and I understand there was an accident that occurred and I believe a fatality that occurred that sort of led to this traffic issue. But at some point, Somebody's got to intervene and say, hey, like, did this really rise to the level of having to book Scottie Scheffler of all people? Because the police officers should have known that there was a golf tournament occurring. Like, that's all the golfers were on their way to this golf tournament. So just the lack of knowledge, the lack of a presence of mind is pretty staggering to me. Again, I say that not knowing what happened, but I'd be really hard pressed to believe that Scottie Scheffler like shoved a police officer or really had an altercation with a police officer, especially since he's out on the golf course right now.
Yeah. And once again, it should be noted that Scottie Scheffler in his statement could not have been more classy about the whole thing. Didn't make it about himself, focused on the fact that someone here had lost their life. And so immediately just cast all of his drama this morning to the side in doing so. So shout out to Scottie Scheffler for that. It should be stated. Again, he is on the course from a golf perspective. Sia, what did you bet here pre-flop? Who are you rooting for?
You know, it's interesting. I have Brooks Koepka. I bet a couple of different markets. I bet Brooks Koepka at plus 1600. I bet Wyndham Clark at plus 3500, and it even fell to plus 4000. The Wyndham Clark one doesn't look very good. We'll see about Brooks Koepka. I also have two outrights, and this is interesting. Speaking of Scottie Scheffler, in the without Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy market, which is a prevalent market these days with how Scottie Scheffler's been playing, my two outrights in that department, again, without Scottie Scheffler, without Rory McIlroy, are Byung-Hun Ahn, who's not having a great tournament, but Sahith Theegala is the other one at 45-1. So Sahith Theegala, Brooks Koepka, those are looking good. And by the way, I have a three ball that I gave out this morning that I can give out on this show that doesn't start for another, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. It's one of the last groups to go out. Would you like me to give it out?
Please, of course.
Yeah, it's Sepp Straka at plus 110, plus 105 over Nick Taylor and Takumi Kanaya. I don't think Takumi Kanaya has much to say about this particular three ball. Nick Taylor, probably the better presence here. The long and short of it, though, is that Nick Taylor hasn't played well on approach with the putter, including yesterday where he lost, I think, 2.34 on approach. Sepp Straka, the much better player, the much better recent form. And for the record, he had a pretty good day yesterday, but he lost two full strokes off the tee on one singular hole. Other than that, he was pretty good pretty much everywhere, and that's how he has been over the last month or so. So I really like that number, Sepp Straka, in the even money or better scenario with Nick Taylor and Takumi Kanaya.
Let's go back to Scheffler for a second because I'm fascinated by this. So yeah. What is, as bettors, we're always thinking about the ideal betting circumstance here. And it occurs to me that there is going to be, right, everybody's going to be talking about, oh, Scheffler, whatever he does today, he's still got 16 holes to go. So we'll see how he does today. We'll see how far back he is from the lead, if he is, in fact, in back. Is there an ideal distance in your head for, like, if Scheffler's down, I don't know, 4 strokes, and all of this, you know, all this is going to be in the news today about him getting arrested, that he's the type of guy that can compartmentalize so well that none of this will affect him, and there actually is a great number that you think he can overcome, as he always seems to, in this stretch of his, the greatest of his career in golf, and that's saying something. And what price might that be? Is there a strike zone, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'll say this. The odds makers are not going to take any sort of discount or give any sort of discount on Scottie Scheffler because the odds makers know, just like we do, he's unflappable. I mean, he just had a kid. You know, he was going to have a kid at the Masters. We were always trying to figure out, like, whether or not we could get Scottie off his routine and fade him, and it just never worked. So the odds makers aren't going to do us any favors. The problem with the catch-up mode, if he's 4 or 5 strokes back and he's at, like, plus 600, which I think is probably too long. I don't think the books are going to put him at that, but if he's 4 or 5 back and at plus 600, I think that's probably the strike zone I'd go for. The problem is when you're in the chase pack, even when you're Scottie Scheffler, you do have to evaluate who he's chasing. If he's just chasing Xander Schauffele, okay, I'm good with that. But if he's chasing Xander, Rory, and Brooks, and they're all like above him, now you're having maybe a slight issue in actually taking Scottie Scheffler. With that said, if he's 4 or 5 strokes back and it's anybody and it's plus 600, that's where I'm taking it. I have a funny feeling it's not going to get that long unless he has a bad day today.
Yeah, unless he has a bad day. And yet, for all that, you know, to the question of did a book, you know, wobble this morning on it, they did. He got as long as 8-1 at some shops when we didn't even know if he was going to play. So it was almost like books were taking a shot, if you will, at some better. Sia, thank you for jumping on so quickly, and thank you for the perspective of this might go away real quick. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Quicker than quick. Yeah, bet on that.
Sia Najad, at Sia Najad, S-I-A-N-E-J-A-D. part of the Monumental Sports Network there in old D.C. Thank you, Sia. Coming back with our own Stormy Bonatoni on the UFL next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.